Here's a song I wrote on a plane between Dallas and Austin. Going to El Paso. Whoops. Now this is what gave us the idea to come down here. This is a song about a guy that probably did as much for our kind of music as anybody.
Well, the honky tonks in Texas were my natural second home. Where you tip your hat to the ladies and the Rose of San Antonio. I grew up on music that we call Western swing. It don't matter who's in Austin, Bob Wills is still the king. Lord, I can still remember the way things were back then. In spite of all the hard times, I'd live it all again. Hear the Texas Playboys and Tommy Duncan sing. Makes me proud to be from Texas, where Bob Wills is still a king.
Dang right, dang right. Good morning, family. Good, you're listening to the Sunday Sportsman. I'm Ken Milam. Eric is in there making it all sound good. Thank you. Good
thank
morning.
Thank you, sir. How are you doing?
Can't complain. Wouldn't do any good if I did.
This is such a great song.
It is. It really is. Yeah. Yeah, it's just, you know, yesterday we were talking country music, Western music, and then you played Dwight and Buck Owens.
Streets of Bakersfield, yes, sir.
And then I never put it together. Dwight is who introduced Buck Owens and Flacco and all that, and I never put it together until yesterday. And huh. I'm sitting there, wow, okay.
That's how it happened.
Yeah, okay. Chico and you, oh yeah, well that's how, well okay, I understand now. But that kind of music I grew up with all my life, and you too.
Oh, same here, yeah.
And you know, we listened to Freddie Fender and, you know, and all, it's just so wonderful. Bob Wills.
Marty Robbins. Johnny Cash, Willie Nelson.
So many. I mean, so many of great music.
Of course, and Hank.
Of course, Hank Williams, Hank Sr. and Jr. And
the third now.
Yeah. No, I hadn't listened much to his music yet. Is he doing country?
He does country. He does rock and roll. He does punk. He does heavy metal. He does a little bit of everything.
Anything and everything.
And what's scary? Hank the Third looks like his granddad.
Really?
I mean, you look at him, you go, dang.
Does he sing?
Yes, he does. He sounds awful lot like him too.
Wow.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Wow. Well, I'm gonna have to hunt him up on YouTube now.
Oh yeah, you will. He's got, like I said, he'll go country to heavy metal to punk to whatever.
Wow.
He's a musician. He just plays music.
Just, yeah.
Don't pigeonhole him.
When you listen to him, you may be listening to whatever. Does he rap?
No, I don't think he does.
Good.
Like I said, he's a musician, so.
Yeah.
They don't play the radio or the record. They play instruments.
Yep. Yeah, it's wow. And then we got to talking about, you know, well, we talked to Jimmy Houston. Y'all go catch that. If you didn't listen to the show, go find The Great Outdoors on podcast and listen to it. And, you know, we've got people that listen to the show on podcast in Philadelphia.
That's amazing.
I know, it really is. When they're working on some of my reels up there at Abu, or Pure Fishing, and he sent me a email. He says, Ken, I ain't never seen no reels that had this much wear on them. Well, yeah, I've been using them forever. And he said, well, four of these reels I can repair, four of them I can't. I'm going to cut you a deal on these four I can't repair. I'll replace them and blah, 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 blah. But you're going to have to buy. And yeah, well, Donald Keene, he sent me an email telling me all of this. And then down at the bottom, he says, Ken, my dad and I love your podcast. And I'm sitting there, this guy's listened to our podcast in Philadelphia, PA. I'm sitting there, wow.
That's amazing.
It really is.
You wouldn't think. You'd think Georgia or, you know, Alabama.
Yeah. And you know, visiting with him, he just like, wow. I'm sitting there, well, you know, I really appreciate what they're doing to the, you know, with the reels. I've got so many. I've you know, been guiding for 33 years I guided. And then my son now is, well, he's, I'm back to guiding, by the way. My son, he's going on, to Lubbock selling stuff. And, I don't know if he'll be back. I hope he is, but we'll see. We'll find out. But I'm back to guiding. And, I'm getting everything ready to rock and roll, and I'll run a trip tomorrow, and got several next week, and yeah, well, what I'll say. So check out striperfever.com, and you'll see pictures, or go to Ken Milam Guide Service on Facebook. That's where you see most of the pictures of what we're doing, Ken Milam Guide Service on Facebook, and you'll see all the pictures there. We haven't posted many lately. It hadn't been great right here lately. It's too much weather, too much change in the weather, and the stripers, they don't like change in the weather. Whether a high pressure, you know, you had a low pressure and a high pressure moves in, well, you know, just a change in weather messes those stripers up. But we are catching a lot of fish. We're catching stripers and some hybrids, but a lot of white bass. We're catching a lot of white bass, catching some catfish. I'm not sure. I keep thinking I may be leaning a little more towards catfish guiding catfish, but been a striper guide since 1981, so on Lake Buchanan. So got to get out there and play with the new stuff and get back in the groove. So it'll be fun. I'm looking forward to it.
Do you have to relearn all the fishing holes?
No, I've got them on GPS.
Oh, okay.
It's just, I have to learn. I anchored everywhere. I anchored on everything. This, you know, the trolling motor, oh, you just punch anchor on it, and it locks in. And I'm sitting there, this is cheating. I'm supposed to be pulling a rope in. And that thing just holds you right there, and you watch that head up there, and it turning and moving, and just locks it in. But I can't double anchor. The other day, I dropped a back anchor, pulled up, and I was going to double anchor. It's sitting there constantly pulling against it, moving back and forth. And I'm sitting there, well, no, this ain't going to work. So, yeah. But I'm looking forward to getting out there and playing with everything and learning everything and doing it all. Oh, you know, I had a good time radio in my boat, AM, FM. Now, my son, he just put a amp in there with a head, you know, his head unit was his phone. So now my head unit is my phone on iHeartRadio.
There you go.
Hey, family, we got to get out of here. We got to thank Callahan's General Store. Next, we're going to talk to Jerry. Then we're going to talk to, next we're going to talk to Kirk Stanzel over in Louisiana. Then Jerry. Then Don Gordon. See y'all in just a little bit. Y'all be good, family. Thank you, Callahan's.
Down. There's that woman that I had wrapped around my finger just come unwound. That woman that I had wrapped around my finger just come unwound. She kicked me out of the house and tonight I'm whiskey bound. Yeah, I'm gonna be the drunkest fool in
Welcome back to the Sunday Sportsman here on Sports Talk AM 1300 The Zone. Now back to the Bud Light Studios and your host, Ken Mylove.
Hey, man, what's going on? Hi, what's the good word there?
Yes! Here comes Amos! Now, Amos Moses was a Cajun. He lived by himself in the swamp. He hunted alligator for a living. He just knocked him in the head with a stump. The Louisiana law gon' get you, Amos. It ain't legal hunting alligator down in the swamp, boy. Now everybody blamed his old man for making him mean as a snake. When Amos Moses was a boy, his daddy would use him for alligator bait.
Well, folks, family, we got Kirk standing along the phone. He's over there in Louisiana. And
hey, Ken.
Good morning,
Ken,
sir.
I used my son for alligator bait, what? But I was quick enough to get him away from the alligator. He didn't lose an arm.
Now, were you out there trolling with him?
Well, absolutely. You got a slow troll, though.
Oh, slow troll.
You got a slow troll, yeah.
And you gotta be ready. Just as that alligator opens that mouth, you got to jerk him up real quick.
That's right. That's right. You know, you need to do it when the water's clear.
Oh.
Sometimes they'll come from underneath.
Now, you know, Eric started that. I'm sitting, okay, now I want to talk about gators ain't worth nothing. The hide's not worth anything.
No. In fact, we quit hunting them probably 4 years ago, Ken. You know, it was a big deal. I mean, every year, it was pretty good money in it. But it's got where there's the alligator farms have put the wild alligator hunter out of business.
So that's what did it. Okay, I know, you know, swamp people, they got out there and they hunted, you know, trapped them or used the hooks and the string.
Right.
And then all of a sudden they quit, and then they went to catching snakes in Florida or something, and now they're back in. So that's what happened. It's just the farms, they raise gators, and they can get a better hide or pelt off of them.
Right. That's right.
Wow. Never thought of that. Okay.
No. Anyway, that's my story.
And I'm sticking to it.
Absolutely.
Ain't got no reason to lie.
No, not at all. You know, I have some good friends that are alligator farmers down here. You know, they make a dadgum good living doing it. You know, and it's a business just like the business I'm in, you're in, and all that.
Oh, yeah. So now, is the meat, I'm sure they, I know there's a lot of people.
They still market the meat. They sell it. And, you know, you go to just about any restaurant in South Louisiana and find alligator on the menu.
Now, I think I've told you this story before. I had two couples come from New Iberia, Louisiana, which is way down south.
That's the home of Cajun country right there.
You know, I mean, three of them were with us, and they were talking French between themselves. One of the guys had a wife, and she wasn't talking with them. And I'm sitting there. I looked at her. I says, "Are you? Oh no, I'm from Ohio." And I said, "Wow!" So she said, "I don't know what they're saying either." And from them, I learned. Well, first off, they pulled out some cold fried alligator, which ain't bad. But
you had to be hungry.
Oh yeah, I know I did. But it's not bad. But
no, it's not. It's to me, it's more of a novelty thing.
It is.
No,
it is.
Well, I mean, look, I have eaten it. I'm not crazy about it, but I won't eat it anymore for the pure fact that I've hunted so many. I know how nasty they are, and I just you know, I'm sure the restaurant people are appreciating me saying that.
But, you know, talking to them, they says, okay, Cam, you know, I learned how to clean one from them. They says, oh, you know, you have to only cut the red meat. You only want to eat the red meat. You don't want none of the fat. And it's not just all in the tail. The legs are good, too. You can cut the meat off the legs.
I've only had the loin that comes out of the tail. That's all the only thing I've ever eaten.
Like I said, it's just fishy flavored chicken.
Yeah, I guess you could say that. That's a little tougher than chicken.
It is a little tougher. Yeah, it is. Yeah. It's nothing I'm going to wake up in the middle of the night craving.
No, I'd rather eat the fish we're catching.
Oh, heck yeah. Fish we're catching or the deer we're hunting, backstrap. That's just damn good eating.
Oh, you better believe it.
So, what fish are we catching?
Right now, trout and redfish. And the fishing's good right now. It's real good. In fact, you know, for the last month and a half, we've been catching a lot of really small trout.
Mm-hmm.
But the size is starting to pick up. Behind this last new moon, it was real slow for about 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's picked up, and now the size is getting up. We're starting to catch bigger trout. We're not having to measure everything. So that's a good thing. And, of course, the redfish, they're in the marshes. As long as we get some flood tide like we're having right now, we can get back in the marsh, and there's plenty of redfish in the marsh.
Now, did y'all get any of this rain that we had? Did it come into y'all?
We did not. Not a drop. But,
really?
And okay. We don't need any. No, and we don't need any.
No, I knew y'all didn't need any. You didn't get none at the deer lease either.
Well, I may not have.
Yeah, I don't think you got much.
Yeah.
It stayed to the east of it.
Yeah, well.
Well, the weatherman was telling we were going to be flooded and all that kind of stuff. Well, it went east of Austin, down east of 35.
There were some places that got a lot.
Oh, yeah, there was a bunch. There were some places got 8 and 10 inches. But, you know, they were saying that we were going to get it, you know, basically from where your deer lease is there in El Dorado, back towards Llano, and the majority kind of right in that Mason Brady area, but we got 6,300. So I'm not complaining. We got an inch and a half all together this last week.
Well, that's good. That's good. You know, we 2 weeks ago we got 12 inches in 4 days, and we don't need any more rain.
No, y'all don't need no more rain. But that helped the duck hunting.
It helps the marshes. The water came up in the marshes, but it is good for the duck hunting as long as we can get that water out of here. And if we can stay dry between now and duck season, we're gonna do real well.
Okay.
But the duck food is there. I mean, there's plenty of widgeon grass for the ducks. That's what they feed on, the marshes that we hunt in, and they're in good shape, real good shape. We've got lucky. Hurricanes went both sides of us this year and didn't mess our marsh up.
So, the guys that are listening to us that are hunters and like to shoot on the wing and they like to go fishing, this would be a perfect time to get hold to y'all and do a little cast and blast.
That's it, man. You come down and you can show up the afternoon before and fish and hunt the next morning, or show up the night before, hunt that morning and fish that afternoon. It's a good deal. A lot of people do it. We stay pretty dadgum busy.
I know Paul Brady. He brings his dogs down there and
he does, and
hunts with y'all.
Yeah, and Paul he has jam up dogs. Let me tell you. He's had two different dogs over the years. He's been coming here, and they're both jam up. In fact, one of my guys bought a dog from him, and he said the dog's name's Ace, and he said this dog is an ace.
Oh, is he like that dog that Monroe talked about? He grabs that stick and he starts beating it against ground. What'd you do? I shot that dog. He's going crazy. Oh, no, he's telling you there's more ducks out there than you can shake a stick at.
That's right.
Yeah. So
that's Boudreaux's dog.
Yeah. So fishing's good, catching plenty of trout. Y'all have many flounder there?
Well, I was going to say the flounder run has not started yet. It hadn't got cold enough.
Okay.
But we have that, you know, as soon as the next good front that comes through, we can get the water temperature down in the low 70s to even the upper 60s, low 70s. They're going to run.
Okay. So I know the front, we're supposed to have 40s the next couple of 3 days in the at night and with the highs in the 70s here.
Yeah, well, we're supposed to get in the low 50s.
Okay. So, you know, what's happening when it gets 40, then bucks are starting, the necks are starting to swell.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'm ready. I'm about, yeah, I'm ready. In fact, I may have to cheat. I may have to go find me a guy that's got some MLD tags.
There you go.
Well,
that's it.
So if anybody wants to go fishing, they need to get a hold of y'all, and we're going to tell you how to do it here in just a second. If they want to do a little cast and blast, they need to get a hold of y'all, tell them how to find you.
Okay, toll free, 888-762-3391, HackberryRodAndGun, spell out and.com.
HackberryRodAndGun, spell out and.com. HackberryRodAndGun, spell out and. Appreciate it, brother.
Get that live webcam.
Yep. Oh, yeah, catch that. Well, and turn it on about 2 o'clock in the morning to see what's out there.
And no telling what you'll see.
Appreciate it, brother.
All right,
good. Be good. Hey, family. Jerry's next. Deep Sea Headquarters. We got to get out of here. Thank you, Callahan's, and thank you, family. See you in a bit.
My brother Bill and my other brother Jack, belly full of beer and a possum in a sack. 15 kids in the front porch light, Louisiana Saturday night. When the kinfolk leave and the kids get fed, me and my woman gonna slip off to bed. Have a little fun when we turn out the lights, Louisiana Saturday night.
Welcome back to the Sunday Sportsman here on Sports Talk AM 1300, The Zone. Now back to the Bud Light Studios and your host, Ken Mylov.
Hey, man, what's going on? Hi, what's the good word there?
Got out of town on a boat from the Southern Island. Hey, family, we got Jerry on the phone with us. Captain Kelly's Deep Sea Headquarters. Get by there and see him. And hey, by the way, while you're there, go next door to Finn's and have you something to eat. Maybe you want some shrimp or some fried fish, or I'll just make Jerry cook you lunch. Good morning, Jerry.
Or a pina colada and a pineapple.
And a pineapple. A pina colada, yeah. And a pineapple.
Pina colada served in a cored out pineapple. They tell me it is super good.
Really?
If it's not bourbon with water, I don't usually drink it.
Pina colada, take a pineapple, core it out. Did they put the pineapple back in there?
Well, it goes in the
drink.
Yeah, goes in the drink.
Yeah, I may have to try that next time I'm down. I want. Eric says that's just way too sweet.
That's what I say.
I'm one of those foo-foo drinkers. Now, I like my Crown and Coke, but Eric says, no, you put Crown and ice, and that's it.
Some 7-Up.
Oh, 7-Up. I have to agree with Eric.
Oh, mixed drink is Crown.
It may be Crown and water, but it's because the ice is melted.
Yeah, that's it. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. So we survived.
The wind. Is it blowing this morning or did it change?
More or less.
Okay.
You can't drive down the street this morning. You know, I come to work in the dark.
Oh, yeah.
There are dead palm fronds all over the street.
I bet they are. Yeah.
I'm telling you, them big old dry brown palm fronds are everywhere today. I mean, it blew. Golly. I haven't seen it like that in a while, you know. We get a harder wind with a norther than we do anything else except a tropical storm.
I know. A north wind. I don't know. There's nothing down there to stop it. It's like up in Lubbock. You know, you got a 3 barbed wire fence between it and the North Pole.
It blew. I'm going to tell you, it blew. There's times that, you know, in this building was built after the hurricane. It's only 4 years old and it's pretty solid, but you could hear the ghosts whistling in the attic.
I bet.
Yeah, it was crazy.
So,
but,
y'all
go ahead.
Y'all didn't get to go fishing.
No, did not go fishing yesterday. I did. I got one bay trip out yesterday at 5 o'clock. I canceled the other two bay trips. I mean, you know, you couldn't even get out. Big boat like this, these boats catch a lot of wind.
Yeah, yeah.
With that north wind coming like that, you couldn't even get out of the slip.
Good gosh.
I mean, it's just blowing gusts into 45 miles an hour from the north, which is right to the stern of these boats when they're in the slip. You can't get out of the slip and get far enough back to the other side of the harbor to make your spin and go before you're all the way up over here up against the dang bulkhead.
I was just sitting there thinking from the stern, I was sitting there thinking, okay, the Red Pirate ship, it was leaning over a bunch. But if it's from the stern, no, it didn't lean. It just tried to go forward.
tried to push it up here on land and almost accomplished it.
Wow.
Yeah, no dolphin boats yesterday, no pirate ship. That pirate ship especially is tall, it's big, tall, 80,000-ton thing. It can't take that wind, and it was funny. It was tough. We had people walking around in slickers and everything. You know, never did rain. Oh, it tried to shower a little bit around midnight, I think, because it was a little wet this morning when I left the house. But must have showered a little bit right when the front actually hit here.
Yeah,
but not much because I never heard it, and I didn't hear any thunder or lightning or anything like that. But we're going fishing this morning.
Okay.
It's going to be a little sporty early.
Yeah, I bet it will be.
Better and better as the day goes along. It'll probably be 3 foot when they get home, but it's going to be 5-6 foot this morning for a while. But they'll make it. It'll be all right.
Well, yeah. I'm just sitting here looking at y'all's weather. And, yeah. It's still blowing pretty good.
It's still going 15 to 20 this morning, I bet, or 15 to 18, something like that.
Yep. And then tonight it's 8 to 10.
Yeah, it's going to drop right off. Monday and Tuesday will be good. I'm thinking about going on Tuesday. I'll be able to give you a first-hand report next weekend of what's really happening out there. But we'll have another limited snapper today. Of course, no snapper, no nothing yesterday.
Yeah.
You couldn't even catch a piggy perch, a pin perch here in the harbor yesterday.
So y'all are just going federal waters for snapper. What are they, 8, 10, 12, 15-pound fish?
No, they're good 8, 10-pound fish.
Okay.
Yeah, most of them. Friday, I saw one what you call a sow. Mm-hmm. You know, it had to be close to 20 off a little private boat, the Tika. I didn't really see any sows on the party boat, but you know, you got to go where the numbers are.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But oh yeah, nice fish, 8-10 pounds, maybe 6 to 10 pounds, and you know, Grumpy, that's what I want is a 6-pound fish.
No, oh, yeah, that's best.
I don't want a 20-pound fish.
No.
Number one, I don't even like to reel those in anymore.
Mm-mm.
And number two, I want that fillet that's about twice the size of my hand.
Yep.
And a nice tender fillet, and you can cook it all kind of ways.
Leave it on the half shell, put it on the pit, smoke it a little bit, and then that'd be pretty good eating.
You know what I did the other day?
What'd you do?
I got some chilipatine pepper bushes and Tabasco pepper bushes, bell pepper bushes, and I took that snapper. And I just melted my butter in the pan, laid the snapper in there, poured a can of tomatoes on it, put all them chopped peppers on it and onions. And, you know, the snapper was just starting to cook. And I put it in that oven where those peppers roasted down a little bit, you know, and got that juice. Oh, my goodness, that was good. It was a little spicy.
Oh, yeah, the chili patins so made good. It spicy.
Oh, and a little lime juice on it, you know, salt, pepper, lime juice, and all those peppers and onions. It was super good.
Chico didn't come in this morning, but he was up at our place, and we have We have one chili poutine that's probably 6 feet tall. It's a tree. And he got out there picking a bunch of them. And as he would pick them, they would, you know, where the pepper come off would brush up against his skin above his hands.
Right.
It was making him swell up. I mean, it was, yeah. They're that
it'll
hot.
It'll start to give you a big red mark on your hand and everything. You know, I wish I had some. I'm going to try to plant some, but the ones you plant don't turn out as good. They won't grow as good, and they're not as adapted. I used to have a bunch of them there at my place, and the drought got them. I think the drought got them, and the deer and stuff ate them. You know, I just don't have anymore. But
chickens dearly love them. I'll bring you some seed.
You know, birds don't have that heat thing in their mouth. Mm-mm. They'll eat the hottest anything you can get. Yeah, it used to make me mad. The mockingbirds and chickens would get them, but then my plants just died out with the drought and everything. I guess I didn't take care of them.
The cold spell bit them way back, and ours came back.
Yeah.
Ours came back last year, but and nothing like they were. You know, they had to regrow, and I trimmed all the dead stuff off of them, and I may have a small plant I'll dig up next time I come that away.
Or I'll come see it, because I'm starting to not believe you're coming this way.
I will one of these days.
I'm going to have to load an ice chest with some shrimp and stuff and head your way one of these days.
Don't tease me like that, because I won't think.
I know. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. Believe me. It's going to happen. Before
I got a feeling, Manchico, we're talking. I got a feeling we're going to go on one of them yellowfin tuna trips.
I hope so.
I think we are. I'm pretty sure
we are. You just got to give me a little notice.
Okay. I will. So
we'll get it done.
Salmon, red snapper.
From what we saw this next 3 weeks, whenever we get a boat out, it's going to be dynamite.
Going to be good.
Just dynamite.
Chasing anything else? I guess.
Going out. Had some kingfish on Friday. We had some kingfish. Had one scamp grouper. They said they still caught some of those goddamn sandbar sharks that take so long to mess with. But this next 3 weeks with the snapper is going to be really good if y'all want to go snapper fishing, guys.
So
long as the wind doesn't blow 45 miles an hour.
Ain't that the truth? Blackfin tuna coming in yet?
You know, we've got blackfin tuna behind the shrimp boats, but I can't do that with 40 people on the boat.
No, you can't. Uh-uh.
It's too wild and crazy, too difficult.
Yeah, it would
but,
be.
But we're doing that. We've been doing that. My last two 24-hour trips, I mean, they whacked them. They caught a bunch of blackfin tuna on those shrimp boats. Now the shrimp boats will be heading into port this evening because of this wind and everything, and probably won't get out for a couple of days. But good fishing. Y'all come see us. Sandfest is this weekend. Once it's over with, it's going to be a little quieter here, although I think we have the Harvest Moon Regatta next weekend.
Tell them how to find you. We got to go.
Y'all come see us. Captain Kelly's Deep Sea Headquarters. I'm Jerry. Call me at 361-749-5597.
Thank you, Jerry. Hey, family, we appreciate it. Callahan's. Go by and see Callahan's. Appreciate y'all being in. See y'all on the other side. Don Gordon next.
Welcome back to the Sunday Sportsman here on Sports Talk AM 1300, The Zone. Now back to the Bud Light Studios and your host, Ken Mylob.
Hey, man, what's going on? Hey, what's the good word there?
Hey, we found Don Gordon. He's out there. Well, he was on Choke Canyon fishing tournament yesterday.
No, not till next week.
Oh, I messed up. Okay, well, I was sitting there dreading. Dang, I bet y'all were in some wind. Then is next week when Texas Tournament Zone is too then?
Yes, sir. TTZ's on Sam Rayburn.
Right.
Blue Line Bass Club's on Choke Canyon. But Bass Champs had their championship at OHIV this past weekend. It was a 2-day, And in 2 days out of 300 teams, mm-hmm. there were only two teams that had five fish limits both days.
Wow!
It was a little tough for everybody, but Rick Sheen and Mike Harmon, Mike's a good friend of mine, they pulled it off and got first place and won a new Skeeter FX20.
Good guy.
FXR20. With a Yamaha show, and they got extra money because they had big bass of the tournament. They had an 11-32. Mm. And another team, I'm sitting there looking at it. Okay. The 12th place team, mm-hmm. they had eight fish total, but they had an 11-31. The first place team had an 11-32. This team had 11-31, but apparently they paid a second big bass. And it might have been sponsored by one of the incentive sponsors.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. But two really nice fish got caught. There was a 8 and a 7 also caught, and a 9, some 9s. So there were some good fish caught, but Ivy's been cranking out the big fish.
Oh, yeah.
Can you imagine 300 teams on OHIV?
Oh, man.
It's not that big.
Well, it's about, when it's full, it's 23,000 acres, which is the only reason I know is because it's close to the same size Buchanan is.
Correct. But it fishes very similarly. There are certain areas that hold a lot of fish and mm-hmm. certain areas that don't, and that's kind of the nature of the beast this time of year also. We're just starting to get the cold fronts and all,
mm-hmm.
so they're just coming out of a summer pattern where they'll be out, hanging out deep, chasing bait to the top, and a little bit of schooling, stuff like that going on. But I talked to you earlier in the week, and I wanted to bring up, you know, while we're talking,
mm-hmm.
that they're going to bring Buchanan on up to 10-20.
Yeah, that's what somebody else told me that, well, he's kind of in the know. He says, yeah, they're going to fill it on up because they finished the dam, finished all the gates, and they'll let it fill up to 10-20. I'm sitting there, yeah, but they'll only leave it there about a day and a half.
You sound like me.
I know. But, hey, we had Jimmy Houston on yesterday on the show, and we were talking to him. Remember the guy back in the early part of the year? I think he caught two share lunkers, a 13 and a 14.
And that was on Ivy, wasn't it?
That was on Ivy, yes.
Yes.
Jimmy, that's one of Jimmy's buddies. He was on that trip.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, and then Jimmy, I think he said he caught a couple of 11s. He didn't catch no share lunkers, but he caught some big bass. Even the 11s are legacy bass, I think, what they call them.
Oh, absolutely. I think it's anything over 8 pounds.
Yeah. So they'll, I don't know if they pick them up or just take the scale or how they do it. But, the 13-pounders they take with them and spawn them, finish spawning them out. But I don't know about the other bass. I don't know if they take them on with them or not.
I don't know either, and I'll find that out.
Yeah,
but I know you can register a large bass like that
mm-hmm.
with them, and what you do, you can weigh it on a handheld scale, mm-hmm. take pictures, and you have to send your scale in to have it make sure that it's accurate, and they certify it,
mm-hmm.
and then you get in the record book.
Okay. I know.
I do know they do it that way. So.
Jimmy was saying that OHIV, he says, is a fantastic lake.
It is
good. He said it is good. And then we got talking Charles Whitey, and Charles, he told us that the crappie are going crazy on Choke Canyon right now.
Yes.
Just catching the fool out of them.
And that's always a good thing because that's where I'm going for big bass. And those crappie make those bass really big.
Oh, yeah. They know crappie are good eating, too.
Absolutely. They eat them sushi style.
Yeah, that's it, pretty much. Yeah. Look at that, it's crappie. I eat it. Yeah. He said there's a lot of 11, 12, 13 pound crappie that they're catching.
Yeah.
Big crappie.
So that's awesome. So Bass Champs was last weekend. Berkeley mm-hmm. Big Bass on Lake Fork is this weekend.
Okay.
Then next weekend is TTZ Championship on Sam Rayburn.
Mm-hmm.
That's October 23rd, 24th. That's a two-day. And I'm going to Choke Canyon with Blue Line.
Yep.
And there's the same day, October 23, 24. And then we've got Guadalupalooza coming up November 20th. And that's going to be a huge, fun tournament on Lake Travis. Okay. Yeah, that is the Whalen Paps Memorial Tournament now.
That's where, if you want to have fish fry, go to it. Or just show up at it, and they'll feed you Guadalupalooza, or Guads. Guadalupe bass.
Yeah, Waylon used to call them Guad Nugs.
Yep.
Guad Nuggets.
There, when we're talking about how good crappie is, those Guadalupe bass are every bit as good as crappie.
I agree. They've got a little firmer flesh.
Yep.
And, man, it's to me, that's the best eaten bass of all.
A largemouth, to me, they're woody tasting. I'm not sold on a largemouth bass, but on those guads are good.
I have eaten a bunch of them,
mm-hmm.
and you can fix them. You just don't cook them near as long, so you're breaking down the flesh.
Mm-hmm.
And I found if you cook them a little bit less, that flesh stays a little bit firmer.
Okay.
But I like mine being real brown and crunchy, and you can do that with a guad.
Oh, yeah.
And it'll be moist and good inside.
Yep. You know, if people like good crunchy fish, the best thing is a bluegill, a big old perch.
I was going there, Ken.
I know you were. A big old perch is good. You get them big perch. Oh, man.
When I was a little bitty boy.
A little bitty boy, my mama told me.
Hey, I was 4 and 5 years old, and my mama lived in Star City, Arkansas, and we'd go out to that lake in Star City and just sit there and do perch jerk, and we'd come home with a mess of bluegill. And we would fry them up, and that was some of the best eating. But we would gut gill.
Yep. Cook them whole.
And cook them whole. Yep. And the best thing that people fought over was the tail.
That is fishy flavored potato chips. I'm fixing to be out of time. Tell them how to find you, brother.
512-784-7793. Give me a call. We'll get you out on the water. And get those kids away from those TV screens and computers and get them out in the outdoors.
Get them in the pastures.
Hunting and fishing.
Yep. Get them in the pasture. We'll talk about the tournaments next week.
Sounds good.
I appreciate it, brother. Tell them how to get hold of you one more time.
512-784-7793. Give me a holler.
Thank you, Don.
Thanks, Ken.
Hey, family. Be good. Hey, family. Kimry Duda next. I think we're going to talk parks. One park to go see would be a perfect in this cool weather. Oh, Lost Maple State Park. She'll tell you how to go find it all and where to go to see what's going on in different parks. Oh, Spooktacular. Spooktober, I think is what they're calling it. She'll talk about that too. See y'all in a little bit, family. Thank you, Callahans, and we'll see y'all on the other side. Bye, family.
Only walls I'll keep you company. Hello, Wendy.
Hello.
Well, I see that you're still here. Aren't you lonely?
crazy. I'm crazy for feeling so lonely. I'm crazy, crazy for feeling so blue. I knew you'd love me as long as you wanted, and then someday you'd leave me for somebody new.
Wow. Good morning, Cameron. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm great. My goodness. During the morning with
Patsy
Cline and Ken Milam.
I'm sitting there.
I'm in heaven.
I sit and listen to that. We've been talking, well, of course, with Eric and Chico yesterday, and we're talking, and then we find out yesterday that Mike Young at Callahan's is he loves old country, you know, country and Western music, and he reads a lot about it. And Eric and we all got talking, and wow, what a, yeah, I learned a lot. That's all I'll say. And just the old music that we all grew up with, like you and Eric and me, and then people that are the younger people coming along, and man, that's some good music. Yeah.
Oh, it's for me, it's just timeless. I mean, don't get a voice like Patsy Cline or the soul that she sang with mm-hmm. those songs. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you look at Nat King Cole, anything that Nat King Cole sang was just so soulful. And you just, and it's timeless. We can listen to those songs 50 years from now, 100 years from now, and they're still going to be an incredible moment for all of us when we hear that song.
Yep. And, you know, it's just, and along with that now, timeless, well, maybe it's not timeless, the Lost Maples State Parks, our parks here in Texas. And, oh, by the way, family, we're with Kimry Duda, owner and founder of the Expedition School. And so our parks, there's so much going on in our state parks. You sent me something spooktacular or spooktober or something?
I know, all month. Texas Parks and Wildlife Department are putting together Halloween-themed activities for the kids and the families and adults. I mean, they've got zombie hikes and, you know, cast iron cooking and trick-or-treating and different events that are so spooktacular. And you know, Halloween's my favorite holiday.
Oh, yeah.
Year. And so I just am so excited when I see all of these themed events going on. And they've done it really well. I've been really proud of how they've set it up. So if you jump on that Texas Parks and Wildlife Department website or even the app, they'll have these Halloween themed events that are located by region. So they've got the Austin area, the Dallas area, the Houston area. And so really anything that, you know, any area that you live in Texas, you can click on that and find out which state park is hosting what on which day. Super fun. I'm pretty excited about it, actually.
TPD, Texas Parks and Wildlife, TPDW.
TPWD.
There we go. .com or .gov
mm-hmm.
parks. Okay. And that'll find it.
So, Ken, what have you been up to? I'm just curious because, I mean, we just had our big cold front come through the first of the fall and the first big one of the fall. And things are a little chillier today on Sunday than they were.
Tell me, I was on the water yesterday and it's colder than hell out there. I'm not used to this. Well, I'm not used.
No.
Used to it. Also, my son has kind of went on to doing something else, so I'm having to get back on the boat and get back to guiding. And It's colder now than it used to be, I think.
we're not 12 anymore.
Ain't that
when
the
I
truth.
Was 12, I didn't feel cold or hot or anything. No. You just thermoregulated and ate. I mean, that's just who we were at 12. We just were these little, just indestructible kids that were just going and going and going. Now I've got to get a wetsuit on when I paddle out, or extra layers when I go outside. And we're in a great place because there's so much incredible gear.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, come on.
Well, I know.
We are. I look around and preschoolers have better tech outdoor gear equipment than they did when they tried to summit Everest back in 1920.
Oh, I know.
I mean, that's
the
honest truth. I mean, they were trying to climb Everest with wool.
My son, I would buy hunting clothes. That's what I fished in. It was just my hunting suits. And then he goes by these 100-mile-an-hour suits that are windproof and waterproof, and I'm sitting there, why are you wearing that for? You can't hunt in that. Dad, I'm fishing. Okay. Okie dokie. But the stuff they got out there, and then you can get, to me, I would wear my blue jeans with a pair of warm-ups underneath them, and that was my wintertime garb right there.
That's right. I mean, I remember wearing long johns, and they were just cotton.
I know.
Those cotton waffle things. Mm-hmm. They didn't have women versions, so I'm like, what is this hole doing down there?
Yeah. Okay. Now, I know I'm fixing to be out of time, so I know with everything going on in the parks, they can find that out at on parks, texasparksandwildlife.com, .gov, not .com, well, probably .com too, but then go check all that out. And I will have Lisa Henderson on with family program, the outdoor family program. I'll have her on next week, I think.
Great. She'll be filled with lots of great information for families and kids. But we've got some programs going on. We're still open at the Boathouse downtown in Austin.
Oh, okay.
Downtown Lake or Lady Bird Lake. We're doing rentals for paddleboards, canoes, and kayaks Saturdays, Sundays from 10 a.m. until civil daylight. So whatever sunset is, we'll shut it down. And then we're running lots of team builds for school groups and businesses that want to bring their groups together. Folks are come to the expedition school during the week and really polishing off the cohesion with the teams, whether it's students or professionals. That's been fun. And then we've got a handful of safety courses we're offering, from wilderness first aid to CPR classes. And we're doing the hybrid model where we're lecturing online and then we'll do an in-person skills checkoff. So if you can, jump on our website, www.expeditionschool.com. And if you want to take a safety course with us, great. If you want to hire us out for a team build for your group, amazing. And one of the big things I'm excited about is we're launching a first aid for kids. And our goal is to just really teach the kids how to be a little bit more aware and safe in the outdoors. So we'll launch that here at the beginning of November. So if you've got a kiddo over 8 years of age that mountain bikes, fishes, or canoes, send them to us and we can get them trained up in first aid.
There you go. Tell them how to find you.
Well, I'm Kimmery, founder of the Expedition School, www.expeditionschool.com. Ken, thank you so much for supporting small businesses.
Thank you, ma'am. Be good.
You too. Have a good weekend.
You
bye-bye.
Too. Hey, family, we got to get out of here. Next, we're going to talk to Shane Levy. I don't know if we'll be talking this about his moose hunt or what's happening in Freer or whatever, but we got to thank Callahan's General Store. We got to thank y'all. We'll be right back with more of the Sunday Sportsman. Thank you, Callahan. And the queen of the silver dollars home again. She's the queen of the silver dollar. She rules the smoky kingdom. Scepter is a wine.
Welcome back to the Sunday Sportsman here on Sports Talk AM 1300 The Zone. Now back to the Bud Light Studios and your host, Ken Mylove.
Hey, man, what's going on? Hi, what's the good word there?
Shane Levy on the phone.
He's
busy. He's busy, so we'll get him right quick on here.
That tag goes with the meat you have in the kitchen, and then you should have the tag with the – okay. As soon as I get done, we're going to
– We're working this morning.
And her license.
Good morning, Shane. How are you?
Dealing with idiots.
I understand. Shane's out there making sure everybody's getting the right deer and making sure everybody's got putting their deer in there and making sure it's all right and make sure he don't get in trouble or they don't get in trouble by the game wardens when they come and check everything.
Apparently you heard me. A guy sent his wife in with a deer and it doesn't, you know, and they didn't want to answer the questions to try to keep everybody legal. And then he calls me back and tells me I was rude to his wife. And I'm like, mister, I'm trying to keep everybody from getting a ticket.
That's right. That's all you do.
That's my job.
Wow.
And I wasn't rude. She just got frustrated because she didn't know any of the answers. So she just left.
Yeah.
And here I am with a deer that I don't have answers for. So yeah. I'm like,
she didn't. No. He didn't. He says, okay, where's the license? I don't have to have the license. You got the tag.
It's just crazy.
Yeah, I know. A good friend of mine, Robert Griffith, who does processing up here in the Hill Country, and I listen to it a lot from him. I says, yeah.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. And I just got back from lunch, and there was people standing everywhere, and I'm just trying to wade into it and figure it all out. It was a mess.
And you got 200 pounds of meat in the back of a moose that you need to process.
Oh yeah, no, we got our hands full and we're trying to finish up hunting season from last year and we're not ready for it to start this year and it's all piling up at once.
Then tell them, did y'all get any rain? We'll do a quick one.
We didn't get a drop of rain in Freer.
Really?
It's bad because we're dry as a bone. Yeah, we're dry. It all went to the east of us. Probably closest, I think, east of San Diego might have got some rain, but it's bad.
Good.
It's bad. Dry down here right now.
So, but it'll make hunting good because you can see them and they'll come to feed.
Yeah. No, I'm sorry. I'm being interrupted.
I know.
Again.
I'm fixing to let you go here pretty quick. But I know that, folks, if you want some good dried sauce or good sausage or anything else, you're hunting down South Texas and you're wanting to place to take your deer and have it processed or get your horns mounted, you know, skull mount or European
mount. We're full line taxidermists here. We do it all. It's getting to be that time of the year and we do everything we can to help everybody who walks in the door. It gets crazy sometimes, and people know nowadays have no patience.
No, they don't. If you need corn, you need feed, this is a place to go also. And you're in Frown Freer, tell them how to find you, brother. I know you need to get to work.
I'm sorry.
Don't
I wish
worry
I could
about it.
Longer, you guys. But we're one block south on Highway 16 going towards Heavenville in Freer, Texas at the Freer Deer Camp. You can look us up, freerdeercamp.com, or you can give us a call at 361-394-5586.
Don't shoot nobody. Don't shoot
Thanks,
nobody.
Ken.
Be good, brother.
I'm trying not to.
I understand. Be good. Wow. Yeah. People just, you know. Yeah. I understand what's going on. Yeah. I won't say that, but okay. But, you know, people, you just got to do it by the book. If you don't want a ticket, and Shane don't want a ticket, you know, he's going to ask you, okay, let me see your license. Okay, here's the tag. Okay, we'll mount that. We'll put that on here. Yeah, because the game warden's going to come in there. He's going to go pull all those animals. Okay, that animal there, I need to see the paperwork you got on that animal. I need to see the animal on this one. I need to see that one.
Because guess what? he's got nothing better to do.
Yeah, yeah, right. Yeah, that's just because the game warden, that's their job. That's what they're
exactly.
There. That's their job. And if somebody messes up, somebody's going to get a fine. And Shane says, it ain't me, because I'm going to be asking all the right questions.
Exactly.
And if you don't have the answers, it's going to be you. So, yeah.
Ironically, that's what I play. Don't ask me no questions.
That's the truth. Man, we've had a, you know, here, see, we had Kim Ree with, wow, we're almost done with this hour. Goodness gracious. But, hey, family, I got to tell you, if you're wanting to get out and do some striper fishing on Buchanan, check out striperfever.com. It's my website. I'm Ken Milam. I started guiding in 1981. Now I'm back. That's all I'll say is I'm back. I burnt out years ago and kind of got out of the business. My son took it over and got it.
I think more like burn up.
Yeah, burn up, burn out, all of it. And got out of the business, and my son took over and did a hell of a bang up job. And now I'm back. He's went on to Lubbock and we'll stop there. But I'm back to learning again. All this new stuff that he put on the boat, and I'm sitting there, wow. Yeah, it's pretty crazy. But, you know, I've been looking at fish finders forever. And some of these new Lowrance, Eric, it's just wow. I mean, you see up underneath you got side scan, you got this, and the trolling motors, they got GPSs on them, and I'm sitting there.
I mean, it's not like the Hummingbird with the piece of paper that you had to print out and look at it?
No. Mine was the 1510 Cs and the X15s and X16s. That was the paper graphs, yeah. I had plenty of those. That was what I started with, those paper graphs. And then we went to X85s, which was the little bitty crystals and crystal screens and liquid crystal screens. And then I went to LCX 103, and I think now the one I got on there now is a LCX 114. And so this is 14 or 11 generations later is the one I'm reading now, and I'm sitting there. It's got the map of the lake. It's got the different how the lake lays. It's got
because of the depth and all that.
Oh man, you can't believe how it's got the curve of the hills. It shows how a ridge will run and how it comes off at the different angle.
They got the topography of the
topography. That's what I wanted to say. Yes, it's got the topography map on them. Oh, that's crazy. It's stuff, and then he's got satellite pictures laid over that, and then it shows how the roads went through there and how the when we dried up back in 2011 or whatever it was, how the four-wheelers would get out there and they'd cut roads. It shows those in there too. So it's got the highway or the roads that were there, the old road beds, but then it's got the four-wheeler roads, and it's got everything in there. And I'm sitting there, this is cheating. And he don't even have an anchor in the boat. So I had to put my 500 feet of anchor rope in there and my anchors. And then I'm sitting there, I stretched out the other day. I put, double anchors in it, tied in where I don't move, and I pulled that 500 feet of rope in, and I'm sitting there, that GPS is on that trolling motor is a hell of a lot easier than this. But I will still go to using double anchor, and I'll anchor down when I'm cut baiting, because that GPS won't hold it that still. I mean, when I cut baiting, I'm throwing 14 rods out with cut bait on them, and I'm down between two anchors pulled in tight so that boat doesn't move. and it makes a difference, let me tell you. This new technology is wonderful and great. No, it is wonderful and great. But just old stuff, it works too, let me tell you. I know. I've got to give a shout out to Donald Keene and his dad. They listen to us on podcast in Philadelphia, PA, and he works for Pure Fishing. In fact, he's been working on a bunch of my reels. So thank y'all, guys. Thank you for listening on the podcast and family. Next, we're going to see if we can find Billy Koshin. We're going to check her out. Hey, we got to get out of here. Billy Koshin next. Thank you, Callahans. Thank you, family. Bye.
Welcome back to the Sunday Sportsman here on Sports Talk AM 1300, The Zone. Now back to the Bud Light Studios and your host, Ken Mylov.
Hey, man, what's going on? Hi, what's the good word there?
When I die, I may not go to heaven. I don't know if they let cowboys in. If they don't, just let me.
Hey, family, we found Billy Koshin. We got her on the phone, and we're going to find out what's happening down in
Rockport.
Yeah, Rockport. Not Aransas Pass, not Port Aransas, but Rockport. Good morning, man.
Rockport. Well, hello. Man, did we get some rain.
Did y'all get some rain down there?
We almost got 2.5 inches.
Good gosh.
I mean, we got some rain, and then... We got this cold front coming in. So there's stuff up in the air, you know, every year we get it.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Just, yeah, I got our voices going.
Oh, I understand. It's ragweed.
Oh, is that what it's called?
Oh,
well,
man.
Can keep it.
It tore me up, so. But the rain washed it out of the air up here, and we're in pretty good shape.
Oh, Lord. Well, I guess it's still hitting on that salt water because I'm pretty close to it.
I understand.
But fishing's dynamite, cold front's coming in Sunday morning, and man, oh man, is it going to be like Christmas. I love this time, hunting and fishing. Life couldn't get better.
Are you buying vanilla by the quarts now?
Actually, I'm buying it by the gallons.
Tell them why.
Okay, you go out to wherever you hunt, and you spray your trees, and then you put a dripper in underneath your deer blind. And they get used to that smell, and you can walk right up to the deer. I mean, it's just, it's unbelievable, and it's amazing how it works. And then when you get out of your car, you know you have that scent smell on you, or you got the outside smell, and you spray your clothes down with vanilla, and the deer don't even know you're there. They walk right out on you. I mean, they don't even know you're there. And that's where you don't have to throw a lot of corn, because corn's outrageous this year.
Oh, yeah. Corn is
like
crazy.
Everything else. And so you don't have to spend a lot of money on corn and stuff. So, and it don't have to, it can be any kind of scent as long as you scent the property and let the deer get used to that smell.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's pretty amazing, actually.
When you first started talking about that, you were doing it 2 or 3 years ago. When did you start that?
Oh, gosh, no. We've been doing this for 30-something years.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe we just didn't talk about it till 2 or 3 years ago, but...
Yeah, because I thought it was normal. I thought everybody did it. So when I was talking to my husband, he goes, no, we're the only ones I think that does it. And I said, really? I'm going to mention that on the radio.
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty amazing because they walk right out in front of you. I mean, it's amazing.
Because, well, they can't sense the difference of the smell. The smell, the vanilla's in there and that odor, and vanilla's pretty overpowering, and it overpowers our smell. And it's a great block, you know, scent blocker. When people use skunk scent, you know, they use skunk scent as a scent blocker to cover our scent. So it's a great cover scent.
Yes. And vanilla works on a lot of things. Like, even if you're going fishing, a lot of people don't realize that instead of going and getting a gulp and stuff like that, if you go to the store or if your wife cooks cakes and stuff, use your lemon scent and put a couple of drops into a lure bag and dilute it with just a little bit of water and let it sit for 24 hours and go out and fish with it. You don't have to go spend $15-$20 on this stuff. You can go out and spend $2 and do the exact same thing, because I've used lemon, vanilla, and they don't care for the, oh gosh, what is the name of that? You know that red candy, red and white candy? You know what I'm talking about?
Peppermint.
Yes, peppermint. They don't care for peppermint.
Uh-uh. And they probably wouldn't like wintergreen either.
Probably not. Probably not. So I have tried lemon and vanilla, and they do hit it. They do, the fish do like them smells.
And what I used to use a lot of time is when I was cut baiting, and I read this on some, I don't know where I read it, but the guys would spray their cut bait down with WD-40.
Yes. Get that oil scent.
Yeah, put that oil in there.
That's right.
And it worked. I mean, I caught a lot of fish. And then I got to where I was using, you know, you could buy the shad scent, the shad smell.
Yes.
And I would be, I'd make my baits smell more like a shad, and it seemed to work. I don't know, when, you know, fish have a sense of smell a lot stronger than a dog's.
Oh, yeah, you better believe it. And I've heard a lot of people say Fritos. They get the scent of Fritos on there, even though it makes a slick out in the water like a trout slick. But I've heard a lot of people put their lures in, like once you eat your Fritos, if you put it in that bag and get that scent on there, I've heard that works really well.
It's oil. That's all it is. It's what they fried the Fritos in. It's corn oil. Yeah, that's all it is.
Yeah. So that's, I was just like, I would not have ever thought of that.
Nope, I would not have. Somebody was eating Fritos and got to catching fish and nobody else was, and they wasn't eating Fritos, and that's how that came about.
I guess so. But I heard that from like an 89-year-old fishing guy that's been doing it many, lot longer than me. So I was like, I'm going to try that. I haven't tried it yet, but that's in one of my bucket plans to try the next couple, well, after November.
Billy, who was
back on the water?
There was an old live bait guide over in Aransas Pass, and he guided out of a deck boat. Do you remember him?
I want to say that sounds like Tom Hall.
I don't know.
That sounds like Tom Hall.
He was a
he's not with us no more.
No, and this guy would be gone too. He was a contrarial fart. I remember that.
Oh, that had to have been Tom Hall.
I remember the first time I ever went fishing with him, and this is years ago. I'm talking years ago.
Right.
I'm sitting there, and he says, Ken, you see that hole out there in that grass? Can you throw to that? Well, can you? Yeah. Well, I can too. And I never would get it close to it. And finally, he just, give me that. My grandma can throw better than that.
Oh, that's definitely Tom Hall.
And I looked at him. I says, well, you better get her on the boat.
Yeah, that's who that had to have been. Yes, yes.
But
kind of funny right there.
Oh,
I've heard lots of stories like that.
Oh, that, you know, it's just the guy, different guides on the water. It's, folks, fish with different guides. Go to, and you know, talk to somebody like Billy. Billy will tell you, he's a great guide. Or you don't want to go with that guy. But, you know, go with Billy. Let her tell you what's going on. Let her show you what's going on. Billy's not a live bait fisherman. She's going to fish lures, but she's going to teach you how to fish with lures where you can catch them in salt water. You can catch them in fresh water. And you don't have to keep them alive. You don't have to keep that alive. So it makes a big difference, I know.
It sure does. And right now is time that you want to switch over from bait to lures.
Yep.
Certain time of the year. I mean, you can throw lures all year long, but this is really getting into the lure bite in time. This cold front that's coming in Sunday is going, I mean, the topwater bite is going to be, oh, it's going to be just like Christmas. I always wait every year for this time of the year because I just love it. I mean, it's we're going to be down in the 50s, and that is perfect to be on the water. I know people are going to go, that's cold. No, it's not. Not really. Mm-mm. Not when you're concentrating on fishing. It's really. And then you, when the tides are, our lower tides are coming in. Right now we have super high tides again, but our low tides, are, our winter tides are fixing to come in. So if you want to track our waters and learn it, come in when it's on a super low tide and go slow and just start tracking.
Or call Billy Koshin and say, Billy, I want you to get in the boat with me and so we can go out here and you show me how what I need to know.
Exactly. I am more than welcome to do that. Get on somebody's vessel and go start tracking and stuff. Charge $100 an hour, which actually you can track a lot of stuff in an hour. And then run me back to the dock and go out and go fishing.
Yep, there you go.
Yeah. And life is good. Life is good.
That's
my surgery's on the 22nd, and after that, I'll be, I got 2 weeks down, and I should be up running.
There you go. Well, tell them how to find you.
You can get me at sportfishingtexas.com or 361-688-8859. And one request, please start playing Blake Shelton, God's Country for me.
Okay. Eric says he don't like Blake Shelton.
Come on.
We'll see what we can do. Thank you, Billy.
Have a blessed day. Bye.
Be good, ma'am. Hey, family, we got to get out of here. And, oh, you don't like Blake Shelton because he's from Oklahoma. Hey, family, we got to get out of here. We got to thank Callahan's General Store. Next segment's open. We'll see y'all in a bit. Bye.
I'll just cry all night long. Say it is untrue, and don't it make my brown eyes blue? Tell me no secrets.
Welcome back to the Sunday Sportsman here on Sports Talk AM 1300 The Zone. Now back to the Bud Light Studios and your host, Ken Mylov.
Hey, man, what's going on? Hi, what's the good word there?
This song is by Ray Wiley Hubbard.
He was born in Oklahoma. His wife's name is Betty Lou Thelma Liz. He's not responsible for what he's doing, 'cause his mother made him what he is. And it's up against the wall, redneck mother. Mother so well. He's 34, drinking honky tonk, just kicking hippies' asses and raising hell.
Yeah, I think I know a few of them.
That was like a pastime back then.
Yep. Well, I think we got an open segment here. I don't think I had anybody lined up, and we can just talk now. We have had a great show. Yesterday's show was a good show with Jimmy. Jimmy is just a blast. He's fun.
He is real fun.
He loves doing the show. I've heard
you can tell.
Oh, well, it's been a long time since you called me. Are you mad at me? No.
Wasn't that long, was it? A couple months.
No, it hadn't been that long. Now, when his wife, I left him alone when Chris had her stroke. Bob Lusk, texted me, says, Chris, Jimmy's wife has had a stroke. And so I texted him and said, hey, Jimmy, if you need anything, let me know. Our prayers are with you. And that's the only thing I texted him. And it come back. He said, oh, everything's great. You know, yes, Chris is down, and she had a little stroke. And apparently it's pretty bad. If she's, you know, it was in April, and she's working on how to walk and talk and all that now. So, yeah. But Jimmy just loves to come on the show. We're going to have, I've already reached out to next week. I think we're going to have Cody Robertson with Army Bass Anglers. Let's see, Army Bass Angler, Army Hog Hunters, Army this and Army that, and all that. So we'll have him on for a segment or two and visit with him, see what's coming up new. I know they're getting ready to start shooting, or probably already shooting, their Army Buck Hunters. And he's probably getting ready to finish up the Force on Force. So he'll be telling us all about that and whatever else he's doing. And but he's got Army Duck Hunters, Army Hog Hunters, Army Bass Anglers, Redfish Bass Anglers, a whole pile of stuff. And I remember 11 years ago he was in here, and that's when he was starting Army Bass Anglers. And 11 years ago. Yep. So, and now he announces all his new stuff on here. That's all I can say. Hey, folks, if you want to get up on Lake Buchanan, do a little striper fishing, I'm guiding again. And so, give me a little time. Let me get situated and get everything running right. And I'm guiding tomorrow. Or I'm guiding, tomorrow and next day and next day. So, not guiding two trips a day, every day, 7 days a week. I'm only guiding a few days out of each week, but I'm back to it. And we've got other great guides working with me or with us. So, Graham or Boss or any of those are some good guides. We'll get you out there and make sure you have a great time, and, we'll see to it. But check out striperfever.com, striperfever.com, 1P and striper, and you can see the website and see all that. If you want to see pictures, not a whole lot of pictures on there yet, but go to Ken Milam Guide Service, Ken Milam Guide Service on Facebook, and you can see what we're doing there. Hadn't posted a whole lot of pictures yet, but we will. Also, I know I've already been talking about it. Donald Keene, thank you so very much for what you're doing. Tell Tony, thank him. And folks, if you're looking for some good reels, go check with Abu Garcia. With everything's going on, with all of the, people having a hard time getting parts, all that kind of stuff. Well, Abu Garcia has been keeping up pretty well with parts. Now, I think they're starting to get a little short on some of them now, but they've been doing a pretty good job. They've been taking care of my reels, and I found a bunch of reels, sent them in, and they took care of me. That's all I'll say. If you need to be taken care of, you have some rods and reels or reels that you need, and they're Abu Garcia, I guarantee you they will take care of you. And, anything that Pure Fishing has a finger in, Penn, Abu Garcia, Strin, Berkeley, you name it, they pretty much have it. I think they're the largest, fishing manufacturer out there. And, Pradco is really close to them. Pradco is lures, more lures, plastic style lures like Storm and Bomber. They own Storm and Bomber and bunch of the others, but deal with them too. But been doing this stuff since 1981, so yeah, we know little bit about all of this thing. And I'm tickled. I'm literally looking forward to getting back to fishing. I don't know. Or back to guiding. I may be doing some catfish in time. Really thinking about it. Just something different. I've killed a mountain of stripers. I've caught a mountain of stripers with customers. And I think they're thinking, you know, maybe I ought to start a little catfishing. That might be something different. I don't know. We'll figure it out. In time, I'll let you know. But we do have some great guides. Great guides. You know, Boz and Graham. And we'll get you fishing. Just give us a holler. Check out striperfever.com. Get your phone number. I know I'm fixing to be out of time here, family. Just wanted to thank everybody for tuning in this morning. Got to get by our sponsor, Callahan's General Store. If you're looking for anything, you know, like Western wear or gardening, you know, anything for the garden or chickens. Maybe you want some backyard chickens. And if you do, you only want to get hens, by the way. In Austin city limits, you cannot have roosters because roosters crow. Hens don't. So get by Callahan's, get your chicks if you want to raise them from chicks. Or you can buy pullets, and then within about 6 weeks, you'll have eggs. Maybe not even take them that long. But we got pullets last year, and we had eggs in just a matter of a few weeks. So you can check it all out. They have them there at Callahan's. Also, they have all the seeds you need for your garden. And hunters, if you're thinking about food plots, they have oat, wheat, ryegrass seed, winter pea seed, are many of the different food plot mixes. So they have all of that, and just a great bunch of people. Yesterday they had Three Chord Rodeo playing live, and I hear that was a blast. There was a bunch of people up there listening to them. Three Chord Rodeo started here in Austin, and they are good. I mean, they are good. Check them out. I know Mike was using them back when they first started, and they still are, and they're good. That's all I'll say. They fish with me too, the guys that's in the band. So, yeah, they're pretty good. Also, ain't no more. Also, it's the end of the show. Hey, family, we got to thank Callahan's General Store. We got to thank you, Eric. Thank you. And Chico, he's listening somewhere. Thank you. We'll see y'all on the other side, family. Next week, Sunday Sportsman, right here on AM 1300 The Zone, or anywhere in the world on your free iHeart app. Catch us on podcast. Catch us however you want to. However you listen to us. We'll see y'all on the other side, family. Next week, the Sunday Sportsman. Same bad channel, same bad place. Also, the great outdoors on Saturday. See you later, family. Bye. Thank you, Callahan. Texas.